When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
The library.
You definitely one of my favorites in the world, man.
I love
the energy you always induce. You know what I'm saying? I think this should be now a norm how black men like greet one another with that energy. Always, it's always a strong handshake, and it's always an embrace.
Yes, sir.
A love, but you can tell there's no jealousy, there's no hate, there's no nothing behind that that's not right.
Yes, sir.
So I thank you for that.
I appreciate you for that
genuineness, man.
Man, we
it's good. Glad to be here.
Man, I'm glad you back. Everybody don't get to, first of all, no disrespect, none of my past guests.
Nah.
When I say that,
okay,
I'm just saying that sometimes I have conversations and there's more to be fleshed out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I had a conversation with the old you and I need to talk to the new you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because the conversation ain't the same no more.
Nah.
You know?
Constantly evolving.
Yes, sir.
Always peeling back layers.
Yes, sir.
Always looking at the data from the past to improve.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Right? I think that data that we go through on this journey, we don't post to just blow past it.
Mm-hmm.
We post to always go back, look at it. We all have a purpose here. God has given each and every last one of us a program and a system to abide by. And oftentimes we get off the system because we get influenced by the people we're supposed to influence.
Mm. Mm.
Right. And so when we get influenced by the people we are supposed to influence, the consequences are more severe for the leader who has the instructions than the sheep who are made to follow.
Mm.
Right. And so for me, I don't want to be, and it's nothing against it because some people are made to follow. Right. But I know I've been put in a leadership position, and I was that before I was financially in this situation. And one of the greatest things you can do as a leader and as a man, as a human being, is to always go back and look at the old version of you and ask yourself, how can I correct this? Because I'll be presented with this situation again. May not be in the same form, may not be through the same person, but I'll be presented with that same situation again. How will I handle it the next time?
Mm.
So I'm just always trying to evolve, and being around people like you, talking to people like you, that always heightens my awareness, because it's always, okay, Trap, we here. And then I could look at my brother and see him evolving and like, nah, bro, we got to keep evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I know the people that follow me, the people who I'm ordered to lead, they watching me. They're watching how I handle situations. They're watching how I grow. They're watching how I talk. They're watching how I perform. And so they're looking at me as the measuring stick at how they are supposed to enter these next phases of life, man. And so, man, I'm just proud to be in that state, man. I'm proud to be where I'm at.
You know, that brings up a word for me. Because I had something that I want to talk about, which is the concept or the reality of poverty-induced stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where economic strain has health consequences,
physical
and mental. And this is scientifically backed, right? Growing up in poverty-induced, stressed environments create this disorder on you, right? So you see this correlation of people who have physical and mental issues, and then they can't afford healthcare, so they stay in this cycle, right? So getting out of that, you have to make sure that you're guided by the right people. And you said something that leaders who start following the people that they supposed to be leading
mm-hmm.
become lost leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And in the hoods of America, as we try to get out of our economic situations, right? Sometimes we end up following lost leaders,
mm-hmm.
taking us to a promised land nowhere,
mm-hmm.
right? Which then you see these cycles of these people fail, right? And now when they fail, they lead the other people in their wake.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people are stuck in this cycle of not knowing where to go,
mm-hmm.
right? So now they have to find a leader who's actually going to take them to the promised land, right? And we always say that, save yourself. Yes, I'm 1,000% with that. But we do have to be self-saviors, and then we have to be leader-saviors.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we save ourselves, what do you do then next? Go mm-hmm. get your comrade. You know what I'm saying? We can't just operate in the world allowing people to be going the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But to this point, because those are 2 points that I brought up, and I want to get your thought process on, because you talk about financial trauma,
mm-hmm.
right? I want to get your thoughts on lost leadership and financial trauma, but specifically, how does one elevate themselves out of the stress? Or matter of fact, I want your personal, I want your personal experience.
Okay.
And the poverty-induced stress disorder, right? When you were pissed,
mm-hmm.
you had to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It puts you in a completely different state. You can't think outside those borders of mm-hmm. those conflicts. You're stressed. People got to eat. Then when you get money, man, everybody else looking at your money,
mm-hmm.
right? Then when you get money and you do elevate yourself from a different taste level, something that you brought up to me, not to be long-winded, but not just me, but the world. You talked about how when there's a lottery winner,
mm-hmm.
that lottery winner makes everybody else poor when they win around 100%. Them because they watch them trying to keep up. But yeah. the same thing is happening in social media. You seeing all these people winning, you trying to keep up. It's taking you out your financial means,
yep.
trying to increase your taste level to prove to the people, hey, I'm just like you.
Yep.
Family, I'm just like you. Friends, I'm just like you. But now you're doing things outside your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's causing you stress because you want that full freedom.
So I'll talk about myself for a second. When you growing up in that economic turmoil, right? You have scars that last, that you don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
And those scars are, they create an emotion. Emotion dictates behavior,
mm-hmm.
right? So thoughts process, thoughts prelude emotions, and then emotions then dictate behavior,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you only move on a certain thing based on how you feel about it, if we can agree to that.
Yes, sir.
Right? And so I think about when I was hustling, when I was in the streets, I remember.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Where I felt like I was willing to risk my life for this dollar. And the reason why I was willing to risk my life and my freedom for that dollar, because I had no true value of what I was worth. And when you don't know what you're essentially worth, then you start to maneuver through the world like a financial nomad.
Mm.
Right? And as a financial nomad, you'll do whatever is necessary for a dollar. A lot of times going against even morality any type of morale that you have, because the dollar then supersedes. So one of the things I thought about a minute ago, maybe like a couple of weeks ago, I came up with this saying where I said, the dollar is a wicked master, but it's a faithful servant. The problem with people in those,
poverty-induced stress disorder.
The problem with people in that is dealing with that is money has never been the servant. It has always been the master. It's always been the master. And their life has been dictated by the lack of. And so when you always operating through life through that lack, you cannot succeed in life if you always starving. Right? So if I'm always walking through life with my ribs on my stomach, if I'm always walking through life not knowing when I'm gonna get my next meal, then my senses, my vision, my mental constructs, the way I perceive life, what I think living is, all of that is diluted. So the only way we get through that is, I say we go through the six phases of wealth that I came up with. It was, we got to go from net negative, which is when we owe more than we own. Net zero, when what we own and what we owe balance out. Working poor is when the money that you make pays the bills, but you aren't one check away and you may have less than $1,000 in savings. The next one is security. It's when you work, they pay the bills, and you have somewhat of a savings, somewhat of a emergency fund. And then you go to the next phase where we can be financially secure. It's where you have, that's five, where you have a little bit of savings, a little bit of investments, but the investments don't fund your life. That's like financial independence. And then we pivot to financial freedom. It's when money becomes the surplus. You have money invested. You can live off that. But watch this. The term goes from savings and emergency fund to you having liquidity. Right? And the one thing that wealthy people have is liquidity. They don't look at, I got money saved, or I got an emergency fund. I have liquidity. And liquidity is having access capital that I can deploy however I want, be it saving, be it investing, be it emergency. And I still, I think when I came up with that, the concept was kind of similar to that. How do we give our people a roadmap now to get out of that financial trauma? Because I can easily say, yo, you got financial trauma, you got to heal from that. Well, you gave me the diagnosis, you showed me the symptoms, but you didn't give me any medication or any antibiotics. You didn't financially vaccinate me from going back to this situation. Right? So we give them those six phases. And now, first phase, how do we go from net zero? Second phase, how do we go to net positive? Third phase, how do we go to security? Fourth phase, how do we, and so now we can walk that journey, and it's just like being in an anonymous class, this 12 steps or something like that, right? So we give our people the steps. And so now with each step you take on a pyramid, on a ladder, you see progress in your life. And outside of drug, outside of love, and outside of power, progress is the third most addictive drug in the world.
Progress.
First is love. Then it's power, then it's progress. Anybody that starts seeing progress in life, it becomes addictive. Once you start seeing progress, the end result don't even matter, because you're like, I'm gonna get there. Now I'm more in tune with what does it take for me to get to the end. I'm gonna get there regardless. The results I want are there. I just gotta evolve. And I think so helping people on that journey from being under those poverty induced, I think that six phases of wealth will help a lot of people.
I got a question for you. What does your cabinet look like? What is it that you're taking in your routine that's keeping you high level? If it's not our products, then whose products are you taking? And if it's no products, then that's a problem. Y'all seen our commercials for Goldwater, right? You've seen it all over High Level Conversations. You come to the show, you grab your bottle, people give us the best testimonials on the planet, and we got people on the go. The thing about Goldwater is, it's not our only product. We have products like the vitamin C moss. We don't naturally produce vitamin C, so we got to get it in other forms. So therefore, especially during wintertime, we are able to keep that immune system functioning high. Let's say if you just want pure moss. This is just pure moss. I'm talking about a superfood, the best on the planet. And not just from anywhere, because you never know where people actually getting their moss from. I ain't never seen them take a trip to Jamaica. See, we get ours tested, right? To make sure that you're getting the highest quality, pure version of it, and you're getting those minerals in an over-chemicalized world. We got Smart Moss Gold, right? That Smart Moss Gold is like a Viagra for the brain. You ever find yourself where your brain feels like it's low? You tap one of these and your brain gonna feel high level. Yeah, and women love a sapiosexual, so when those brains are popping and those ideas are ready, you stay tapped in. You gotta make sure you stay safe out here. It's all sort of viruses and diseases that's running around this world, especially during this time. If you're traveling, make sure you spray this on the orifices throughout your body to kill any of those viruses or any of those things trying to invade you. Make sure y'all tap into goldwater.com so next time somebody asks you what's keeping you high level, what's keeping you young and healthy and wealthy feeling. And now we can take some of that credit for it over here at goldwater.com. Make sure you keep your health journey running. It's a marathon. Peace.
Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
The library. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.